Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. July 15th, Sermon on the Mount, Fleeing Vainglory. First Prelude. Imagine you hear Jesus Christ saying, "Take heed you do not your justice before men, to be seen by them." Second Prelude. Beg for grace to understand the difference of acting to please men and God, God only. Point 1. Acting to please men. Consideration. The Lord, having warned us against the violence of persecutions, now puts us on our guard against the dangers and snares of vainglory. Take heed that you do not your justice before men to be seen by them, otherwise you shall not have a reward of your Father who is in heaven. Then it is plain from the words of the infallible truth that it is in the intention that the merit of our actions consists. If we perform them to please God, they are meritorious. If they are done from vainglory, they have no merit or are worthy of punishment. Application. Pride, or an inordinate desire for vainglory, is, as it were, identified with us since original sin. From this springs continual and secret seeking of self, or of the esteem of men, in everything we do in public. And this is simply vainglory. It is a subtle temptation and may be compared to a worm gnawing away at fruit. The greatest saints, notwithstanding the constant vigilance with which they watched over their souls, were fearful of being surprised into it, remembering our Lord's warning, "Take heed, be on your guard." What fear then ought you to have of losing the merit of your good works, you who watch so little over yourselves, your thoughts, and your actions? Take this matter into serious consideration. It is worth the trouble. Point 2. Acting so as to please God. Consideration. If thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be lightsome. These words are easily understood. The eye of our body, of our material acts, is, according to St. Jerome, the understanding which never acts without an intention. If this eye be simple and sinless, it will always enable us to see God, our last end, and our acts will tend simply and directly to Him. We shall do them with the intention of pleasing Him as the only author of all goodness and beauty. To the only God be honor and glory. Application. Great indeed is the Christian and the religious who has God in view in all his actions. He is constantly raising himself to the heights of heaven. He identifies himself, so to speak, with the divinity, having but one will with it, and happy is he. For God, who sees the secrets of all hearts, will reward even the smallest action, however indifferent in its nature. It is our Lord himself who says, "Thy Father who seeth in secret will repay thee." Are we trying to attain this happiness? We cannot gain it without great purity of conscience and a continual vigilance over self. How do we stand? Point 3. Acting so as to please God only. Consideration. If it be a great and happy thing to act habitually for God, how much more great and happy is it to be doing what is seen only by God, and to reach such a point as to lose sight entirely of self, and to be safe from any temptation to vainglory, and without regard to the promised reward, to be entirely occupied with the thought of God's glory. This is the ideal of absolute perfection. We ought to aspire after it, although we cannot fully attain it. Application. Do not be cast down because of this inferiority. It will all end in heaven. And while waiting for that, let us do our best often to renew a pure intention. And if while fulfilling your duties you are praised, and the devil of pride tempts you to vainglories, say to him with Saint Bernard, I did not begin for thee, and I will not stop for thee.